Hello and welcome to the Manological Podcast. This is Series 5, Episode 6, our final episode of this series. And we've got a bumper edition for you this week. We've got the latest from the Manologe Advent activities. We hear about the most spoken languages in the world, some of the rarest animals in the world, and a news report. We also have a list of the most popular sports, as well as some selections of favourite sports too, and the top 10 footballers of all time. There's a lot of music in this episode as well. We've already had a garage band creation to open the show, and we'll have some festive music to close things out. And in between, we'll have some snippets of some of the children's favourite funny songs and a Christmas Beat the Intro game too. Plus, our teacher interview this week is with IT Supremo Mr. Crow. We'll start things off like we did last week with Christmas at Manologe. We like to mark Christmas like no one else, and while there's obviously a few more still to come, here are Harry and Max in Year 5 tell us all about the Advent activities so far.
Hi, I'm Harry.
And I'm Max.
And today we're going to tell you about the Manologe School Advent Calendar.
As you might know, we have an Advent calendar at school, but with no treats, instead with surprises and fun activities.
So every day we have a special surprise. A few things we did last year was a Christmas quiz.
We also did a few Christmas games.
We also had hot chocolate and cookies. Yum.
We also watched a film in our class.
Here are a few things we've done so far this year. On the first, we watched a reception nativity showcase. My sister Sadie was a star.
And we decorated our classrooms.
On the fourth, we took photos in a frame of our friends.
On the fifth, we played reindeer games.
On the 6th, we had a singing house assembly with all four of our houses.
Unicorns, which is my house, centaurs, and griffins and phoenix.
On the 7th, we played Snowman Says.
Which is a play on the words to Simon Says.
Also, Snowman Said Dance, we did Just Dance.
The songs we danced to were All I Want for Christmas and Last Christmas.
And Christmas Tree.
And our last one so far is the 8th. We did Sparkle Day, where we had to wear sparkly clothes.
That's where we're up to at the time of recording, but we're looking forward to the last few days of Advent in the final few days of term next week.
Anyways, our Advent calendar at Manologe is really fun. I hope you had a fun time next year.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Sticking with Christmas, here's Arthur in Year 5 with a Christmas-themed game of Beat the Intro.
Hi, my name's Arthur, and today we're going to play Beat the Intro, but it's Christmas-themed. Here we go for song number one. Can you guess? That one was All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey. And here's song number two. Can you guess which that one was? That one was Jackson 5's I Saw Mummy Kissing Santa Claus. Time for the next one. That one was Brenda Lee's Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. That one, can you guess? Yes, it was Jingle Bell Rocks by Bobby Helms. That one, can you guess? Yes, it's Jingle Bells. Can you guess that one? That was 12 Days of Christmas. Joy! That one, can you guess? It was Joy to the World. That one, could you guess? Yes, it was Michael Bublé's Holly Jolly Christmas. Hi. Can you guess that one? That one was Michael Bublé's I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas.
Better watch.
Can you guess that one? That one was Michael Bublé's Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Can you guess this one? Can you guess that one? That was Wham's Last Christmas, I Gave You My Heart. This is a little harder, but not too hard. Could you guess that one? That one was Feliz Navidad. See if you can guess this one. Could you guess that one? That one was Deck the Halls. This is the final one. This is a very jolly one.
Oh, the weather.
Can you guess that one? Yes, that was Dean Martin's Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast and happy Christmas.
Next, we have George in Year 5, who's been keeping an eye on the news.
Hi, I'm George, and today I'm going to tell you all of the latest news that has been going on around the world. Starting us off is Jeremy Hunt, the current Chancellor of the Exchequer, has given an autumn statement that the rate paid to employees will be dropped down from 12 to 10% starting in January. My next big news is on climate change. The USA and China have agreed joint measures on climate change, and the Prime Minister has defended severe Just Stop Oil protests. My next big news is on rewards. The King has presented a few MBEs to K-pop's really famous band Blackpink. Over the weekend, tragically, a football manager and player, Terry Venables, has died. He was the former England manager of Euro 96, Tottenham Hotspur and Barcelona. This was a very sad moment for all England football fans. My next news is also on climate change and is all about COP 2023. COP is a conference about how all the countries in the world get together in a big meeting about how to save the planet from climate change. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast.
Over to Jamie and Isabella in Year 6 now, who have researched the most popular sports.
Hello. Me and my friend Isabella will be talking about the top three most popular sports on the planet worldwide.
First, we should start with a very entertaining sport called table tennis, founded by David Foster in 1890. China is the best country in the world at table tennis. Up until 2021, they won 64 medals, including 28 gold medals. Did you know that about 300 million people participate in table tennis all over the world? Here are some rules about table tennis. No hands on the table when you're playing. When serving, the ball must be thrown 15 millimetres into the air.
Next, this sport is very popular. I think you can guess what it is. I will give you 5 seconds. Okay, it is football, a worldwide sport you can play wherever you are. All you need is a football and a person. The biggest football stadium in the UK is Wembley. The biggest stadium in Europe is Camp Nou. Barcelona Stadium with a capacity of 99,354. The biggest stadium in the world is Ronogrado 1st of May Stadium with a colossal number of seats. Have a guess to how many there are. Anyways, it is 150,000. Did you get that? Thirdly, it is a lovely game to play and is a larger version of table tennis. It is real tennis. The best tennis player ever is Novak Djokovic, winning 24 Grand Slams. The table goes for the rankings. First, the legend himself, Novak. Second, a very young Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz, age 20, who won Wimbledon this year. Next, in third place, is Daniil Medvedev, age 27. Fourth, we have Jannik Sinner, age 22. Lastly, we have Andrei Rublev, taking fifth place, age 26.
Thank you for listening to our part of the podcast. Bye.
Following on from that, Luke and Harley in Year 5 wanted to pick out their favourite sports too.
Hi, I'm Harley.
And I'm Luke. And today we are going to talk about our five favourite sports.
The first is football, or if you're American, soccer. The best player ever is Pelé. His wage is $2.8 million a year.
Cricket is the next one. This is a game where there are two teams and they switch from fielders and batters. Don Bradman was the best player. His wage is the salary of 1,000.
Rugby, my favourite sport. The best player ever is Johnny Wilkinson. His wage per year is €5,015,000 or €6 million. He won the World Cup for England in 2003.
Golf is my favourite sport, and the best player ever was Jack Nicholson, who won 3 Grand Slams, and his whole career salary was $3 million. $30,017,000. Basketball. Across his 15 NBA seasons, Michael Jordan, he earned $94 million. That is $6.2 million a season. Wow. Thanks for listening to our part of the podcast.
As you can never have too much sport, here's Laksh in Year 4 with a rundown of the top 10 footballers of all time.
Hi, I'm Laksh, and today I'll be telling you the top 10 footballers of all time in my opinion. Number 10 is Ronaldinho. He was a quality Brazilian footballer. He resigned in 2018 and played for some of the biggest clubs ever, such as Barcelona, Real Madrid, PSG and AC Milan. Number 9 is Ronaldo. You might be wondering which Ronaldo I'm talking about. Well, I'm talking about Cristiano Ronaldo. He's still playing football now at the age of 37. He's played for Juventus, Real Madrid and Man United. Number 7 is Steven Gerrard. Steven Gerrard was a very big football player for Brazil. Yes, Brazil was a quality country. Steven's highlight was being at Liverpool, making 504 appearances. Number 8 is Lionel Messi. He's a fantastic player who has played for incredible clubs such as Barcelona, which he scored 772 goals, and PSG with 32 goals. What a player. Number 6 is Johan Cruyff. He was an incredible player. You can't describe him. Gerard Miller is next. He was an extraordinary Spanish player and played in forward for Bayern with 1,251 goals and 62 for Germany. Number 4 is Roberto Carlos. Now, he was a Brazilian left-back and was known for his amazing curling free kick with over 1,000 appearances. Now is Zinedine Zidane. He was a brilliant central attacking midfielder, scoring all types of problems. Next is Erling Haaland. He is a quality player, only in his 20s, and already incredible, playing for Borussia Dortmund as he scored 86 and Man City for 51 in one season. Now is Diego Maradona. He was a great player, playing in centre attacking mid and played for Napoli, Sevilla and Barcelona. Ooh, great clubs. Finally, Pelé. Pelé is the best ever. It was a real shame when he died at the age of 82, playing for mainly Santos in Brazil. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Fiore in Year 4 is here next. She's looked into the most spoken languages in the world.
Hi, I'm Fiore, and I'm going to tell you the top 8 most spoken languages. Number 1, English, with 1,452 million speakers. Number 2, Mandarin, with 1,118 million speakers. Number 3, Hindi, with 602 plus million speakers. Number 4, Spanish, with 542 plus million speakers. Number 5, French, with 280 plus million speakers. Number 6, Modern Standard Arabic, with 274 million speakers. Number 7, Russian, with 258 plus million speakers. Number 8, Portuguese, with 257 plus million speakers. Thank you for listening to my part of the podcast. Bye.
Now we have Nate in Year 4, who has a rundown of some of the world's rarest animals.
Hi, I am Nate, and today I will be telling you about the top 5 rarest animals. Number 5 is a saola. It is an unlikely sight. The saola is so rare, it is often referred to as the Asian unicorn. Number 4 is an addax. Native to the Sahara Desert, the addax is incredibly rare due to unregulated hunting. Number 3 is the Amur leopard. It has been considered one of the rarest cats on Earth. In 2007, it was estimated that only 19 to 26 wild leopards were living in southeastern Russia and northeastern China. Number 2 is a Philippine crocodile. The habitats of Philippine crocodiles include freshwater areas like rivers, marshes and ponds. Number 1 is a kakapo. Kakapo sightings are exceedingly rare and look quite like a parrot. Thank you for listening, and we don't think you will be lucky enough to find any of these. Bye!
Now, if you've ever wondered what the kids are listening to these days, this may or may not be the insight you're after. Here are Harry, Harley, Luke and George in Year 5 with some of their favourite weird and funny songs.
Hi, I'm Harry.
I'm Harley.
I'm Luke.
And I'm George. And today we are going to say the weirdest songs ever.
This is quite a weird one, and this is Fishy on Me by Chico.
Place but the fishy on me, gotta let the bee but the fishy on me, gotta slap your knee, fishy on me, fishy on me. I don't want a place but the fishy on me, gotta let the bee but I'll slap your knee, fishy to be but I don't know ye, fishy on me, it's a fishy to be.
The next is Mommy Don't Jiggle Jiggle by Louis Ferrox and Jason Derulo.
I have rapped in a program I did, a Weird Weekends episode about rap.
Can you remember any of the rap that you did?
My money don't jiggle, jiggle, it folds. I like to see you wiggle, wiggle, for sure. It makes me want to dribble, dribble. You know, riding in my Fiat, you really have to see it. 6'2" in a compact, no slack. But luckily the seats go back, I got a knack to relax in my mind. Sipping some red wine. Nice.
Next is Guacamole by Dough Noodle.
We're the besties. I'm telling you about my favorite food. Check it out.
Guacamole. We eat it every day. Guacamole. In every single way. Guacamole. You cannot take it from me. 365 days a year. Guacamole.
This is The Witch Doctor by Cartoons.
Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bing, bang. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, ah, ting, tang, walla, walla, bang, bang.
Do, 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 do.
This song is weird, and this is the Macaroni song.
by Undignified Baby.
Somebody once told me the world is macaroni, so I took a bite out of a tree. It tasted kind of funny, so I spit it at a bunny, and the bunny started cursing at me. 1,000 years later, the bunny was Darth Vader, and he threw his lightsaber at me. It missed me by a meter, and then hit Justin Bieber.
To follow up the last one, Macaroni Song 2 by Undignified Baby again.
Somebody once told me that if you rickroll me, that a monkey would bite your knee. I think I saw a Yeti or maybe Guy Fieri cooking up some macaroni.
6 months later,
while eating some potatoes, I got an itchy bite from a flea. It left a little crater the size of a third grader, and now I'm gonna need a new knee. Hold on, the song ain't over, just ask my dog Rover, and let me make you a believer.
But now we definitely have to play the next one. The Macaroni Song 3 by Undignified Baby.
Somebody once told me that my food was moldy, so I got into my spaceship. I flew up to a planet and met this lady Janet, where she gave me nacho chips with dip. But now I had to go get some pizza for my bro and a dozen donuts for my sister. She waited there on Earth when I ran over a Smurf, and my spaceship, it barely missed her. You would think that she's mad, but was really, really glad when she saw I got the dozen donuts.
This is Caillou Doesn't Want to Go to School by the Vincent Motola.
Mommy?
What is it, Caillou?
I don't wanna go to school.
Caillou, but you really have to.
But I don't want to go to school.
Yes, Caillou, but you gotta get through.
I'd rather go to the petting zoo.
Oh, Caillou, don't be a fool. Go get your backpack, Mr. Cool.
Summer's almost here. I don't want to go to school. Summer's almost here. I want to jump in the pool. Summer's almost here. I don't want to go to school. Summer's almost here.
This is About to Whopper by Krzysztof Ottomanski.
Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper, Flame Grill taste with perfect toppers. I will miss that lettuce, mayo, pickle, ketchup. It's okay if I don't want that. It also go obey, yeah, Whopper, any Whopper, my way, Whopper, my way. Whopper, 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 Junior, Double, Triple, Whopper.
This is Rosie to Caillou Skittles
by Vincent Mortola.
Mommy?
What is it, Caillou?
I am not too very happy.
Oh, Caillou, don't be so sappy. Maybe you should go take a nappy.
But Rosie took all of my Skittles.
Don't worry, Caillou, we got chicken Skittles.
Mommy, we're getting one of Skittles.
I don't even know, but it sure does rhyme with
Skittles, Skittles, Rosie put the Skittles. Red, orange, purple, and green. Skittles, Skittles, Rosie put the Skittles. They're so good, you know what I mean. Come on, Rosie, can you get your own? Here, Caillou, I'm on the phone.
Why does Rosie have a phone? She's too little. I don't even know, but it sure does rhyme with
Skittles, Skittles, Rosie put the Skittles.
Called banana diss track by Tico.
The banana's really trying to make a diss track, man. Mom. That's actually funny. Let's show those bananas what the fishy got.
Oh, yeah.
After this, there won't be a banana.
Ooh.
No way, man. The fishy got a plan.
What?
Banana in my van, they really need a tan.
Ooh.
This so hard, they run into Japan.
Ooh.
Skirt, 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 they were born in dirt. Wow. Ha. Huh. They think they got a chance. About to make them dance. A warning in advance.
Oh.
At first glance, there ain't nothing there. But the more you look, they copy of a pair.
Ooh.
Sorry to do them like that.
Yeah, both.
But to be honest, I don't really care.
Yeah, me neither, man.
Look at the banana. Ooh, so yummy. Sorry to be a bummy, but they look a little crummy.
This is also by Tickle and is called Strawberry.
Podcast. Next is our teacher interview with IT fixer, innovator and all-round computer whiz, Mr. Crow. Here are Josh and Otto in Year 4 with the questions.
Hi, I'm Josh.
And I'm Otto.
And today we are going to interview Mr. Crow.
Hello, Mr. Crow.
Hello, boys. How are you doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you.
In maths lessons, you help Mrs. Soph on the board. You're the only one who does that kind of thing.
So the IT department is myself and Mr. Clackett, and together, we go round and we fix a lot of the IT problems, but also sort of push forward the IT as well. So, quite an exciting job.
When we have assemblies, did you choose to control the board?
Not really, but it's something that I'm capable of doing, and it's quite a different skill actually. So it does sometimes look quite easy to do, but there's a lot of buttons to press, and you need to make sure you press them all at the right time.
Sometimes do you teach computing like Mr. Gallagher?
So I don't do very often, but occasionally I will cover some of the computing lessons, and I run a coding club as well.
Are all laptops in Manor Lodge Windows by Microsoft?
They're not actually. So the staff all use Microsoft laptops of a sort of a variety. We're moving towards what are called Microsoft Surface laptops now actually for most of our staff. And then the pupil laptops, we use a mixture of Windows laptops and Chromebooks as well.
Do you prefer Mr. Clackett or Mr. Gallagher? Who's your favourite member of staff?
I'm not going to choose a favourite member of staff. I like to think I get on very well with all members of staff.
How long have you been teaching for?
So I've been at Manor Lodge for just over 5 years now, but I've done a few clubs and things all the way through. So yeah, sort of about 5 years.
What is your biggest achievement at Manor Lodge?
I think that my biggest achievement actually is pushing the IT forward. When I started just over 5 years ago, compared to now, we've made a massive jump in terms of where we are with computers and how good everyone is at using them and really pushed forward the IT, I think.
How many schools have you taught at?
I did some work experience at a couple of other schools actually, but this was my first sort of main position, so just one.
If you could teach anything, what would it be?
IT is my passion and my hobby as well, so it definitely would be computing, IT.
Which subjects did you do at your A-levels?
So I did IT, I did psychology, I did maths, I did business and finance. So I did five.
What is your favourite app?
That's a good question, actually. I suppose it depends, really. In school, I think there's a couple of apps that are really good in education. I think iMovie in particular is really good. It allows you to sort of make all different sort of movies, and it's really accessible for sort of all age groups to use. And then outside of school, I don't know. There's so many apps these days, and they're all really useful. I spend a lot of time on computers, and so I use all sorts of apps.
Do you have any pets?
I don't actually. I've always wanted a dog, and I will definitely get one at some point.
What are your hobbies?
I've got quite a few hobbies actually. Outside of school, I do a lot of running. Spend a lot of time building computers and doing that sort of thing. Spend a lot of time seeing my friends, playing video games. I play a few instruments as well. So quite a range of stuff.
What books do you like to read?
I my favourite genre is sci-fi, but I quite enjoy reading all different genres.
Thank you for coming, Mr. Crow.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for having me. Bye, guys.
Some tough questions in there. Thanks, Mr. Crow, for joining us, and thanks to you all for listening too. Whether this is your first Manological podcast or you've been listening to us all term, we really appreciate you tuning in and hope you've enjoyed this series. We'll be back in a new year with a brand new series with a fresh batch of podcasters, so I must say the biggest thank you to all the members of the club this term for all the work they've put into creating each episode. They've been fantastic. Everyone at Manor Lodge would like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and the happiest of New Year's. We'll look forward to seeing and speaking to you in 2024. Just time enough to tell you that our intro music this week was created by Max and Harley on GarageBand. And now to close the episode and the series, here is a festive favourite.